The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, just when you thought fire ants were scary enough, how about this? They build floating rafts that form the ultimate vehicle for an emergency flood escape. Floating clusters of fire ants are a feat of natural engineering, and the result means they can survive floods in their native South American habitats, as well as migrate long distances. A team studying bio-inspired engineering at Georgia Tech collected fire ants by roadsides in Atlanta, and then filmed the ants when they formed these floating clusters. Once deposited into water in the lab, a spherical cluster of ants spread outward like a drop of molasses. The ants grab onto one another just as they would any surface, using claws, jaws, and adhesive pads on their legs, which secrete an oily fluid that allows them to stick to relatively smooth surfaces. Once complete, a raft takes on a pancake shape. An individual ant's hard outer covering, called a cuticle, is hydrophobic, or water-repelling. The cuticle's rough surface allows an ant to trap air against its body when submerged.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.